Turn to Proverbs 7, 9. So this is talking about the young man that is passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Verse 9, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. So verse 8 shows us that he was in the wrong place. Now we see he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's a deadly combination. Wrong place, wrong time. That's where a lot of people get themselves in trouble or get themselves injured or hurt or killed. Wrong place, wrong time. If it's dark out, chances are you should be home. If you are at home when it's dark, you're going to be a lot safer. If you're out running around on the streets when it's dark, you're increasing your chances of being harmed or getting into trouble. So, in the twilight. Twilight is the light diffused by the reflection of the sun's rays from the atmosphere before sunrise and after sunset, the period during which this prevails between daylight and darkness. Specifically, it's the most commonly applied to the evening twilight from sunset to dark night, which is the second twilight. So twilight can refer to dawn, just before the sun comes up, or dusk, just after the sun goes down. It can refer to either one. Most of the time, it's referring to dusk, between the sun going down and it getting dark. Now, when the sun goes down, the young man has finished his day of work. I'm assuming back in those days, there was no night shift, I don't think, for hardly any profession. Probably when it was dark, there's no electricity, you go home, right? That's where you should be. So he's off work. He should be home. Idle hands, though, are the devil's workshop, as they say. And he takes a walk near the harlot's corner. That was his first mistake. The harlot has been waiting all day for the twilight so that she can commit adultery unnoticed. Job 24 and verse 15. Now, maybe he was totally innocently walking down the street near her corner. I don't know. It doesn't say. It's certainly possible he was just out for a stroll because he just had nothing better to do, and then he gets seduced by a harlot. Or it's altogether possible that he knew where the harlots hang out, and he was going there for a purpose. Maybe he wanted to do some evangelism, share a tract with her or something to see if he could get her saved. Job 24 and verse 15 says, the eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. And the same thing works for the female, for the hooker. She waits for the twilight because nobody's going to see her face, right? It's dark out, or it's getting very close to being dark. In the twilight, in the evening. So now it's getting a little bit later. Evening is the coming of even, the process or fact of growing dusk, the time at which this takes place, the time about sunset. And then it says it's merged with number two. Number two as a synonym is a synonym of even, which it is now superseded in ordinary use. It means the close of the day, usually the time from about sunset till bedtime. And that's how we use the term today, the evening. Right? When the sun goes down until you go to bed, we consider that the evening. So it's now close to being dark, and the harlot is heading to work wearing her uniform. Proverbs 7 and verse 10. Because, you know, most professions have a uniform of some kind. I mean, lawyers even have a uniform. It's called a suit, right? They wear suits every day. They think they're so special, but all they're doing is wearing a uniform, right? They're just a different looking uniform than the guy that works at 7-Eleven has on. Proverbs 7 and verse 10, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. So she's got her slutty-looking attire on, which is her uniform, and we'll talk about that probably next. No, we'll talk about that today, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about that next, this evening. Now, he should be at home eating with family or resting or preparing for tomorrow. Right, I don't know if he's a young man, so maybe he's not married, but if he's not married, chances are he's probably living with his family still. So he should be at home with the family and, you know, doing something wholesome or resting or getting ready for the next day. But instead, he is going to the wrong place at a bad time. And then, he's a young man, yes, yep. So, and, you know, and as we saw there, a young man could be anything from a teenager up into his early 20s. So, you know, who knows? He's likely not married, I would guess, but, you know, we don't really know. And then in the black and dark night, so in the twilight and the evening, in the black and dark night. Night is the period of darkness which intervenes between day and day, that part of the natural day of 24 hours, during which no light is received from the sun, the time between evening and morning. So it's now dark, and sinning potential is at its apex, because scrutiny from others is at its lowest. That's usually when sin takes place, is when it is not observed, right? So the time and the place that has the least amount of eyes on it are the places that are most fertile for sin. It just makes sense, because most people are ashamed of it, or they at least don't want to get caught and get in trouble. So he waits until the night, or she waits until the night. And this is the case with sin. It usually takes place at night. Of course, not always, but a lot of times it does, especially certain types of sins. Like 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 7. People that get drunken typically get drunken in the night. People that get drunken in the day are called alcoholics. But partiers typically get drunk at night. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 7. It says, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night." So stay away from places and people that like to hang out at night. The older you get, I think this is probably almost universally so, the older you get, the less time you spend away from your house at night, right? Or at least if you are, you're doing something worthwhile and you're not out hanging out and running around with people, especially late at night. Job 24, 16 through 17. I've always said that I've thought that I was born too late. Like feel like I'm a lot older than I am. And I remember years and years ago. Well, it depends. When you say years and years, if you're your age, that means like 40 years ago. If you're my age, it means like, you know, 15 years ago. But anyway, years ago, I was probably in my mid 20s, and I was a Friday night, and it was 8 o'clock at night, and I was just sitting there by myself reading or studying or something. And it just dawned on me, like, I'm the biggest loser ever. Like, here I am.
So
when,
boring.
Yeah, when all of my friends are, if I had any, I didn't have any friends anymore at that point, or no friends that I used to have, but all the people my age that I used to hang out with on a Friday night at 8 o'clock are definitely going out somewhere, and they're going to be out for many, many hours. And here I am sitting at home by myself reading, and it just dawned on me what a loser I was. And I say that. I didn't really think I was a loser, but in the world's eyes, I would be.
How old were you?
Oh, it was after I got home from overseas, so probably 24, 25, something. Yeah, probably about 25, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I've been accused of just existing and not living by some family members, but they may consider it existing. I don't consider it just merely existing, but anyway. Proverbs 24,
Job,
there we go, Job 24, 16 through 17. It says, this is right after the verse about the adulterer waiting for the twilight. Verse 16, "In the dark they dig through houses, which they marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death." So these types, they live for the night. And if they're out in the daytime, it's only because they're scouting out the houses that they're going to ransack and pillage at night. They do all their devilment under the guise of darkness. And for most of us, you know, we look forward to the morning, look forward to the light. They dread the morning coming because they have to wait a whole nother, yeah, that's a funny saying, a whole other 12 hours to start their work again when it gets dark. Now the thing is, sex also generally happens at night. Job 3 and verse 3. Like I said, the Bible is so accurate. Job 3 and verse 3. Job said, "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man-child conceived." That's usually when conception happens, is at night. So regular wholesome sex happens at night, but sinful sex probably almost always does, because, you know, generally you're waiting till after work, running around with some woman somewhere, and that's generally how that happens, and not wanting to get caught. And then the scripture backs this up too, Romans 13 and verse 13. Romans 13:13 says, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering or in wantonness, not in strife and envying." So he says, let us walk as in the day, which is the opposite, of course, of the night. So these things that happen here that he lists happen at night. Rioting, right now, Minneapolis, you know, my old neighborhood. I don't know if you've heard, you've been watching the news, or all right next to my old neighborhood. Yeah, just minutes from where I used to live in Brooklyn Center. Riots going on now, three nights in a row from that.
Aren't you glad you got out of there?
I am glad I got out of there. Yeah, that's crazy. And the reason for the riots, I don't know if you've been following that or not. Mm-hmm. The female cop pulled this kid over. Now, he shouldn't have been resisting arrest. And if he wouldn't have been resisting arrest, he wouldn't be dead now. So he's an idiot. But anyway, he starts resisting arrest. She pulls out her sidearm, thinking it's her taser, and tells him she's going to tase him, and then shoots him and kills him. And she's like, oh, shoot.
If you watch the video, it's clear that
she... Oh, yeah, I saw the video, yeah.
Yeah.
With a single shot, she killed
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, she's fired, as she should be. I mean, that is gross negligence.
They charged her today.
Yeah, second-degree manslaughter, I think it was.
With...
Yeah, as she should be. I mean, she's a 26-year veteran, too. It wasn't like she was
26?
Yeah.
He doesn't know the difference between yeah. a taser and
I mean, how can you be that incompetent? I can see heat of the moment and all that, but still,
they
certainly.
They don't even feel the same in your hand when you pick it up.
No, and they don't. I mean, they don't look the same. A taser's great big, and it's yellow, and I just don't. And it's on the other side of the belt. Like, how in the world that happened? I have no idea. But
that's why you shouldn't have women in the police.
Right, you're right, exactly. There should not be women in police. That's crazy. But anyway. But the point is, the rioting up there is happening at night. It doesn't happen during the day. As soon as dusk comes, though, the rioters come out. Rioting, drunkenness happens at night, and chambering and wantonness happens at night.
Bad people show up.
Yep. And not to mention, that's happening at the same time that the Derek Chauvin's trial is going to be over. Like, I think is over, and it's that they're expecting a decision next week. And I can think of about a million other cities that I'd rather live in than Minneapolis right at this time. But anyway.
Pretty much all of them except San Francisco.
Yeah, right, right. That's
are
about it.
Are you glad you're down here?
I am. I wouldn't want to be up there. Anyway, chambering is the furnishing of a room, which is not what it's referring to. It's sexual indulgence, lewdness, luxury, effeminacy. Chambering, effeminacy, that's what it says, yeah. I've never heard of that either. But, I mean, it makes sense. Chambering, like if a chamber is a room, and if you're going into a room, you're going in there for a reason, right, for sexual indulgence. Wantonness, you said chambering and wantonness. Wantonness is the quality of being wanton in various senses. It's lasciviousness or unchastity. Lasciviousness is the quality of being lascivious, and lascivious is inclined to lust, lewd, wanton. So chambering and wantonness are referring to fornication, adultery, and sexual sin such as that.
Maybe chambering has something to do with being in the closet, like when a homosexual is in the closet, she's in the chamber doing his
It stuff. Could be. I don't think it's limited to that, but yeah.
But I'm just assuming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it certainly could apply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good thought.
I wish they would stay in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a contrast for you. The virtuous woman stays up after dark, but she does it for a reason. And she rises early in the morning while it's yet night, but she does it for a reason. It's to make clothes and cook food for her family. Look at Proverbs 31, in verse 18. Proverbs 31:18. I'm going to show you a stark contrast between the strange woman and the virtuous woman. Proverbs 31:18 says, "She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night." So yes, she's awake, she's up at night, she's working at night, but she's not working the same kind of work that the strange woman's working. This woman is working for her family. She's making clothes for her family to take care of them.
She's working in her home.
Yes, she's
working outside of her home to bring people home.
Exactly, yes. That's exactly right. Proverbs 31 and verse 15. "So she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens." So yes, she's working at home for her family. The strange woman is out at night away from her family, fulfilling her lusts. Proverbs 7. 11 through 12. "She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner." So big difference there. Being away from the home, fulfilling your lust, versus being in the home, taking care of your family. So that takes care of Proverbs 7 and verse 9. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.